This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. People continue to leave Ukraine's Donetsk region as Russia shells residential areas with heavy artillery. We get details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Every day, around 300 people leave the area on evacuation trains, but around 350,000 are remaining in the region, the Donetsk governor said earlier this week. We waited too long, but finally I decided to save my child and myself, Slovyansk resident Olena, who didn't want to give her last name, has told the Associated Press. Olena says, while on board a train waiting for it to depart, there was shelling by every weapon that exists. Even children now know all their names. Officials urge people to leave the area as Russian forces continue their assault and the region becomes more dangerous. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A UN report says that Ukraine's armed forces are largely to blame and bear a large share of it for a deadly assault on a care home for the elderly and disabled. The Ukrainian fighters occupied the facility in March and then battled Russian forces while dozens of patients and staff were trapped inside. Ukrainian authorities placed the fault squarely on the Russian troops, accusing them of killing more than 50 vulnerable civilians in a brutal and unprovoked attack. But the UN's Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights said that Ukrainian soldiers occupied the nursing home a few days before the attack, effectively making that building a target. Again, the UN report says Ukraine's armed forces bear a large share of the blame for a deadly assault on a care home for the elderly and disabled, in which more than 50 people were killed. This is VOA News. A top police official has acknowledged possible security lapses that allowed an assassin to fire his gun into former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe while he was addressing a campaign rally. Abe was shot in the western city of Nara on Friday and airlifted to a hospital, but he died of blood loss. Police arrested the attacker, a former member of Japan's Navy, at the scene. Police confiscated his homemade gun, and several others were later found at his apartment. The attacker told investigators he acted because he believed rumors that Abe was connected to an organization that he resents. The Nara Prefectural Police Chief says that there were problems with Abe's security that will be reviewed. A British cabinet minister tipped to be a front-runner in the Conservative Party's leadership ruled himself out of the contest on Saturday. The Defense Minister, Ben Wallace, said after careful consideration and discussion with colleagues and family, he will not be running to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative leader and the country's next Prime Minister. Wallace was seen by some as the favorite choice among Conservative Party members in what's shaping up to be a wide-open leadership race. Following Johnson's resignation announcement on Thursday, Johnson quit as party leader after months of insisting he would stay in the job despite mounting ethics scandals. He said he would stay on as prime minister until the party chooses his successor. In Afghanistan, the Taliban are defending restrictions placed on women and girls since they took power last August. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The Taliban prime minister Saturday defended the strict rules the Taliban have placed on women and girls in Afghanistan. He insisted his government is practicing human rights as ordained by God and cannot amend them. Since taking over Afghanistan last August, the Taliban have placed new restrictions on women's clothing, education, and ability to move freely outside the home. This despite repeated pledges that they would respect the rights of all Afghans. On Friday, the UN Human Rights Council adopted a resolution on the human rights situation in Afghanistan. The European Union brought the resolution, and 50 countries from across all regions co-sponsored it. The UN Council's decisions are not legally binding, but they do carry political weight and can lead to official investigations into allegations of rights abuses. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Italian authorities have put the final death toll of an avalanche from a melting glacier in northern Italy at 11. The Italian said Saturday that all the hikers killed had been identified and the toll was not expected to grow. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.